All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. On this wonderful Thanksgiving Day 2015, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Now, I want to get things started tomorrow afternoon with a big one in Conference USA as the Marshall Thundering Herd will travel to Bowling Green, Kentucky to take on the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Now, the winner of this game will advance to the Conference USA Championship game. And for Marshall to go on the road and get the victory, they will need a big game from their quarterback in Chase Litton, along with linebacker Evan McKelvey, who has 104 tackles on the season. But you look at this Western Kentucky team, and they have tremendous balance on their offense. You look at what quarterback Braden Doughty has been able to do, as he has passed for nearly 4,000 yards this season, along with 37 touchdowns. Running back Anthony Waller is closing in on 1,000 yards on the ground, and you look at their two phenomenal wide receivers in Taywan Taylor and Nicholas Norris, which might be too much for this Marshall defense to handle. Excuse me. Thus, I'm going to take Western Kentucky at home by the score of 44-37. Now, in the American Athletic Conference on Friday, it is the Navy Midshipmen who come in ranked 15th in the college football playoff rankings, and they'll be traveling to Houston to take on the 10-1 Houston Cougars. Now, at first, it looked like both of these teams were going to come into this game undefeated in the conference, but Houston surprisingly lost last week on the road against the UConn Huskies. But even with that said, the winner of this game still advances to the American Athletic Conference Championship game. Now, you know Navy, it's all about that triple option attack and quarterback Keenan Reynolds, which means this Houston defense will have to play a disciplined brand of football. And with that said, linebacker Alandon Roberts, who has 120 tackles on the season for the Cougs, will have to lead the charge against this Navy offense. But you look at this Houston offense, and Navy's defense will have their hands full with quarterback Greg Ward Jr., along with running back Kenneth Farrow and wide receiver Demarius Ayers. This is going to be a tight game between two good teams in that conference, and I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 34-28. Now, also on Friday, it's the Western Michigan Broncos traveling to take on the 24th ranked Toledo Rockets. And a victory right here by Toledo guarantees them their first trip to the MAC title game since 2004. And they really got a gift this past earlier this week when Northern Illinois lost at home to Ohio. But for Toledo, they can simply not look past Western Michigan in this game because Western Michigan's offense is loaded. You look at quarterback Zach Terrell, running back Jamari Brown, and wide receivers Daniel Braverman and Corey Davis. But Toledo, it's all about winning the line of scrimmage, along with their powerful running game led by running back Terry Swanson, who is averaging 6.7 yards on the ground. Western Michigan will not go down without a fight, but Toledo will have just enough to get past them and get to the MAC title game. Thus, I'm going to take the Rockets at home in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, tomorrow night in the Big 12, it's the 7th-ranked Baylor Bears traveling to take on the 19th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs. And coming into the season, there were many people that circled this game as the de facto Big 12 conference title game, but that is not the way that things have gone down for both Baylor and TCU. Right now, Baylor is simply running out of quarterbacks, and they're going to have to rely on their running game with running back Shaq Linwood more than ever in this contest. But you look at this TCU team, they're hopeful to have Jarrett Boykin back for this game, but even with that said, they still have a solid running back in Aaron Green and Josh Doctson. Both of these defenses have not been good this season, but they will get somewhat of a reprieve, especially if both starting quarterbacks won't be going in this game. Thus, I'm going to take TCU at home by the score of 34-24. Now, moving ahead to Saturday, It's that age-old rivalry in the Big House in Ann Arbor, as it's the 8th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes traveling to take on the 10th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. And credit to Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. In his first season there, he has really transformed things and gotten Michigan back to what they once were. And the Big House, because of that, will be rocking again on Saturday. Now for Ohio State, they suffered their first loss of the season last week at home versus the Michigan State Spartans. And there's still an outside chance for both of these teams to make it to the Big Ten Conference title game if Michigan State loses on Saturday to Penn State. But at the same time, they each have to go out there and take care of their business. Now, there looked like there was some infighting this past week when Ohio State lost to Michigan State. Of course, you heard the comments from running back Ezekiel Elliott, and it's up to head football coach Urban Meyer to get his team back on track because there is still plenty for them to play for in this ball game. But like I said, the atmosphere at Michigan is going to be crazy. This is a game that Harbaugh circled on the calendar as soon as he signed his contract to come on and be the head football coach at Michigan. And I guarantee you he will have his guys up for the challenge. Thus, I'm going to take the Wolverines at home by the score of 23-20. Now, staying in the Big Ten Conference, and I talked about Michigan State, they will be at home as they are ranked 5th in the college football playoff rankings when they host the Penn State Nittany Lions. And like I said, there's a ton on the line for Michigan State right here. A victory here gets them to the Big Ten title game. But you look at Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg. He's had an up and down season, but he has the capability to put a team on his back. So that's something that Michigan State must watch out for, along with defensive lineman Carl Nassib, who has 15.5 sacks. As a team, Penn State has 44 sacks this season. So if you're Michigan State's offense, you really have to be on pins and needles in this game against the Nittany Lions. But you look at this Michigan State offense with quarterback Connor Cook and wide receiver Aaron Burbridge. Will they be able to do enough against this Penn State defense? We'll have to wait and see. But this Michigan State defense led by Schlick Calhoun, they're not slouches either. So this is going to be a classic physical Big Ten type matchup. But I'm going to take Sparty at home by the score of 27-17. Now in the Pac-12, the battle for the Pac-12 South title, and it does not get any better than this, as you have the 22nd ranked UCLA Bruins traveling to the Coliseum in LA to take on their crosstown rivals in the Trojans of Southern California. Now, at this point of the season, freshman quarterback Josh Rosen for UCLA is no longer a freshman. This is his 12th start under Jim Mora, and he really is taking control of this Bruins offense. You look at running back Paul Perkins and wide receiver Jordan Payton, and they will keep this Trojans defense on their heels all afternoon. But for USC interim head coach Clay Helton, this is a great opportunity for him to get a victory and solidify his chances as being USC's full-time head coach in 2016. Thus, he's going to rely on senior quarterback Cody Kessler, along with running back Ronald Jones II and wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, and a defense that has 33 team sacks this season to get USC the victory. USC was in a similar situation a few years ago when Ed Orgeron was the interim head coach at home in this game, and the Trojans lost to UCLA, and I think it's going to happen again as I'm going to take the Bruins by the score of 31-24. Now, on Saturday night in the Southeastern Conference, it's the Egg Bowl as the 18th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels travel to Starkville to take on the 21st-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs. And for Ole Miss head coach Hugh Freeze, you look at his quarterback and Chad Kelly and the type of year that he's had, especially going to his go-to guy in Laquon Treadwell. But at the same time for Mississippi State, it starts and ends with their quarterback Dak Prescott and how he is simply able to put this team on his back. I think he does it once more, and I'm going to take Mississippi State at home by the score of 34-30. Now, an in-state rivalry in the Sunshine State, as you have the 13th-ranked Florida State Seminoles traveling to Gainesville to take on the 12th ranked Florida Gators. Now for Florida, they know that next week they will be in the SEC title game, more than likely against the Alabama Crimson Tide, and they need to get some momentum for themselves. Why? Because Florida looked terrible last week, even in victory against Florida Atlantic. And I tell you right now, the competition level has definitely increased when the Seminoles come to town on Saturday night. Now for Florida State head football coach Jimbo Fisher, he's now going with Sean McGuire at quarterback. And simply, if you're McGuire, don't go out there and lose the game, especially when you can give the football to a dynamic running back like Dalvin Cook. But on the same time for Florida and their head coach Jim McElwain, he needs more out of his offense. More importantly, he needs more out of quarterback Treyon Harris and running back Kelvin Taylor. But this Florida defense, they can bring it, as they have 36 team sacks on the season, and this crew led by linebacker Antonio Morrison will have to go out there and make life tough for McGuire and force at least two turnovers at home to get the Gators the victory. I think they're capable of it. And because of that, I'm going to take Florida at home by the score of 27-24. Now, on the farm in Stanford, it's the 6th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame traveling to take on the 9th-ranked Stanford Cardinal. And for Notre Dame, they come into this week surprised that they dropped a few spots in the rankings after they struggled last week at Fenway Park in Boston against the Boston College Eagles. But a victory here could really help the Irish's chances as far as getting back into the four for the college football playoff. Now, you look at quarterback DeShone Kizer and how he has really come along in this system for Brian Kelly and the Irish this season, especially with running back CJ Procise running the way he is and wide receiver Will Fuller. But for Stanford and head coach David Shaw, you look at the veteran quarterback in Kevin Hogan, and he's more than just a game manager because this guy can throw the football. And of course, running back Christian McCaffrey, who should get some looks for the Heisman Trophy Award this season. But you can't forget about this Cardinal defense led by linebacker Blake Martinez, who has 108 tackles. Thus, I'm going to take Stanford in a tight one by the score of 34-28. And finally, in the Big 12 Conference, this is the conference's de facto title game right here, and it comes in the Bedlam series, as you have the 10-1 Oklahoma Sooners, who are ranked 3rd in the college football rankings, traveling to Stillwater to take on the 11th-ranked Cowboys of Oklahoma State. And you look at this Oklahoma team, and they've been a team of determination ever since they lost earlier this season to the Texas Longhorns. And you look at the Sooners offense with Baker Mayfield at quarterback, Samaje Perine at running back, and of course Sterling Shepard, who is the speedster at wide receiver. Oklahoma has 37 team sacks along with 17 team picks. So I expect the Sooners defense to put some pressure on Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph and forcing him into making some turnovers. But Oklahoma State's defense isn't that bad either, as they have 36 team sacks and 16 team interceptions, led by defensive lineman Emmanuel Agba, who has 12 sacks. But Oklahoma, like I said before, they are a team of determination, and it will be Boomer Sooner in this one, as they win by the score of 34-31. So folks, those are my key games and this upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And once again, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.